Speak Out is a debate show for, we tout it as the only Filipino-American town hall program, and it brings up all these issues that may be difficult for Filipino-Americans to usually handle, or they don't even speak about usually, you know, and it's supposed to bring up that issue, and hopefully that conversation that happens on camera is transferred over to families and friends, and, you know, so it opens up issues about, you know, gay marriages or premarital sex or anything difficult, dual citizenship. Those types of issues can divide a family, and the best thing to do is to keep it out in the open, right, and start talking about it rather than make that division even more clear. So that's what I hope this show is doing. Aside from that, practically what I do is when we get a topic, sometimes I'm informed of it about 3 days beforehand, and so I do crazy research on it, or I try to wing it as best as I can. Sometimes I don't get, you know, there is, they try to write something up, but it's not scripted. I have to, like, kind of, JC and I, thank goodness JC's there, he's really more of a seasoned host than I am, so he helps me out a lot in how to transition and everything, but it's a lot of improv, like, you know, there's no...
Do you feel like some of your best shows in improv? Or, like, on swinging it?
The best shows are, I think, dictated by, one, the guests. You have to get good guests, good panelists, yeah. If the panelists aren't sparked about it, it's hard to get a good show, because all JC and I end up doing is instigating, and they don't say a thing, and it's horrible, you know. So a lot of it has to do with our own, the host energy, because we have to keep it alive, but it has to be the topic at hand. There was this one show that I was really concerned about. It was the Life After Death episode, where we're supposed to debate about what happens after death. And I was like, what are we doing? How are we going to do that, you know? But, you know, it survived to an extent, and it still went on. Thank goodness we had some good panelists. So sometimes we're surprised, pleasantly surprised, that it's like, this is going to die in the second body, you know, but it ends up going well, so...